from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are a day removed from the All-Star break. We are looking ahead to the second half of the season later this week. We're also looking ahead to football season. I don't know if you've picked up on that. We're excited.
Oh, yeah.
Dabo Swinney. Often one to rail against change in college football. Johnny's at it again. And I want to know if this is overblown or if this is a real fear that college football fans have. Dabo Swinney talking about unintended consequences of expansion. He says you're probably going to see guys who, if they're on a 4-4 team and out of the playoff picture, they'll head off to Arizona and trade for the NFL. You'll see situations like in the NFL, where if the Ravens are in the playoffs and they have it locked up, do you play Lamar Jackson in that game? Maybe you're 11-0, you have a rivalry game, but your biggest game is actually the next week in the conference title game. So these are things you'll see play out throughout college football. He calls them unintended consequences. Is this a big deal?
Well, we've seen unintended consequences with every change in the college athletics, not just college football, but the college athletics landscape. And I think that it really opened our eyes when they came out with the 4-game redshirt rule, where you could play 4 games and then you could still maintain your redshirt. Was it Dear King was kind of the first one who was at my, was he?
Houston and Miami, and he was everywhere.
Yeah, and then he made the promise to his coach, yeah, no, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm just going to save myself till we're better next year. And then as soon as the season was over, he entered the transfer portal and was done in Miami. That was something that nobody really saw coming, or at least most people didn't see coming. In regards to the expansion of the college football playoffs, if you're not a team that's going to get a seat at the table and you're, you know, 8 games into the season, you're a possible first-round pick, are you going to take the rest of the season off? I mean, we already saw, was it Nick Bosa?
Bosa, yeah.
Do it at Ohio State. Now, it was injury-related. There was reports that by the end of the season, he could have been back. He was also a captain of the team, which felt at the time like you anticipated that he was at least going to stay on campus, still remain a part of the team. He didn't. He decided to disenroll from or unenroll from school, remove himself from the team.
So this is a continuation of things we've already seen. Guys would opt out of bowl games.
Step.
Yeah, yeah, we've seen it. I mean, guys would opt out of the Rose Bowl. I remember when that first started happening. It was the sanctity of the Rose Bowl has been forever ruined. John, I know you're more of a purist, maybe not quite on the Doug Karshian level of this, but how does it sit with you? Like, how would you feel? We have to make this real. It's Michigan. It's Ohio State. And you're sitting somebody in that game because you don't want him to get hurt because you have a more important game in the conference title. Because the conference title game could impact whether you have home field, whether you have a bye week, one fewer game to win a national title. How would you feel if a guy didn't play and it was strategic in that game, the game? Because that's kind of what Dabo's getting at. He's trying to get you right at your heartstrings, right? Your big rivalry, the game that makes the sport special, and you're going to have guys not playing in it.
That's why we call it rivalry weekend. And that's because everybody saves their best, their most important game, their biggest one where its fans are going to be involved, TV viewership. All I mean, this goes to, you know, broadcast rights as well. Part of the, you know, why the Big Ten was able to score such a great broadcast deal was because of the game. It's Michigan, Ohio State. It's the most viewed college football game. It's at least one of the top two every single year.
Yep.
Even with when Michigan was losing 17 in a row, it was still one of the most viewed games. And now that this rivalry has returned, it would break my heart to know that somebody was sitting out a game that was healthy or was just on the fringe of, I got a little bit of a, maybe I want a alignment with a broken finger, right? That to me is something that every lineman should play with, especially in that game. And guys have done that before because that game had so much meaning.
But some of the meaning is going to get lost certain years, certain times.
It's just a continuation and it's the next step. And there's two things going on. One, it's a team that's completely out of it. And there are players on those teams that decide, you know what? I've got bigger things, better things going on. I'm going to go start training for the combine. I'm going to start training for my pro day, all of these different things. Are they even invited back for their pro day at that point? But that's one situation. The other one is the one that you're bringing up right now in regards to at the end of the year, rivalry weekend. And it doesn't matter if you're Michigan, Michigan State, you know, and part of this is rivalry weekend is not going to be the same anyway. So there's no bedlam.
No, there's no bedlam.
There's no Apple Cup.
I know.
And nobody cares about Apple Cup, but we're talking about different parts of the country.
Part of the fabric of the sport, the soul of the sport.
Yeah. And rivalries in college football is where a lot of the soul of this sport lies. And you start stripping away more and more. And I understand the theory of saving your stud players like we see in the NFL. And it's always a debate at the end of the season. Should they sit Peyton Manning or play him? Should they sit, we haven't been in here in Detroit because we haven't been in that position, but should they sit Jared Goff knowing that you've got, the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings?
Yes, you would absolutely want them to sit Jared Goff in week 18 if they can't improve their seeding at all. If they are locked into the 1, the 2, the 3, they can't move up. I don't want Goff or any of the key players getting hurt in a, quote, meaningless week 18 game. But it's so weird to hear Michigan, Ohio State viewed in the context of that meaningless game in Columbus at the end of the season. Your brain isn't wired that way. No. You said your heart breaks. I think this is a big adjustment for some in the sport, but the train has already left the station.
Yeah,
I think this is a little overblown from Dabo in the sense that the good outweighs the bad to me. The best players will still play in the biggest games. The biggest games are changing. There are more of them populated throughout the regular season because of conference expansion. The SEC has better matchups with Texas and Oklahoma in the mix. The Big Ten has better matchups with USC and Oregon in the regular season. And the biggest games now aren't going to be your rivalry weekend. They're going to be the epic college football playoff where we're going to see better games. You're still going to get the best players in the biggest games. It's just changing. And it's why I would ask you, if you want to preserve these rivalries, John, how badly do you want to do it? Do we need to have the conversation of pushing Michigan, Ohio State to earlier in the season?
Where
you do preserve some more of the meaning?
It also comes down to how are you even preparing for the season? Because we've heard, obviously coming out of Columbus, and everything that they have going on in their football building is geared at what are you doing to beat Michigan today? Jim Harbaugh is famously known for, you start the Ohio State period during every single practice, during every single day of the year. You have something that's focused on Ohio State. Then it was the Georgia drill. It was all of these different things. But if you are hammering this home as a coach, as a program, you are programming your players that this is what we are ultimately training for. And then you get to that game and you're like, JJ, I'm not going to play in this game.
It's not important.
Blake Corum, we're not going to play in this game.
The week after is more important. We're already locked into a spot in the Big Ten title. But Michigan, they wouldn't be wrong. The coaches wouldn't be wrong to say the Big Ten title game is more important than the Ohio State game.
But then you have
to
change your programming throughout the course of the year because you can't continue to preach that that's the biggest thing.
Then adapt. And I think Dabo's afraid because he's one of the guys that doesn't want to adapt.
Michigan lived this last year.
Sure.
When did Zach Zinter get hurt? In the Ohio State game. Now, it ultimately didn't cost them because of their depth at that position and the fact that they were able to fill the hole and still be able to go on and be successful, but it could have.
I mean, it's all going to be situational. I think you're going to see it on the back end still where, let's just say, 6-5 Michigan goes to Columbus this year. I'm just saying a hypothetical, okay? And Will Johnson decides not to play. That's really no different than we've already seen. We've seen Ohio State players do it.
Right.
But on the other end, I do think it'll be really hard for a team to have a bye clinched before rivalry week.
Right. We're talking about a very small sample size or situation.
There's still going to be that bye to play for. Yes. You're going to be living in a pretty unique season to have a bye clinch when you still have two games left to play. You see what I'm saying? Because that's two losses, potentially.
Because even if you think you're the sixth seed, you might want to be playing for the two seed, because then you get
exactly
the bye.
But the next week, let's say Michigan, Ohio State are 12-0, and let's just say Michigan wins, and they've clinched a top four seed. They don't have to play opening week in the playoff. And they play Ohio State again in the Big Ten championship game. And Will Johnson decides not to play.
But the Big Ten championship game is what puts you in that 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed.
Correct. So you've got to win that championship game?
To get a 1, 2, 3, or 4. They're the automatic bids. That's why Notre Dame can never be a 1 through 4.
And that's part of the compromise, because people thought the expansion would water down conference championships. No, they still matter, because that's the only way to guarantee a spot. But more importantly, if you're already in, guarantee yourself.
Right.
So the home field or a bye. So
where it becomes the issue is, if you've already guaranteed yourself in the Big Ten or conference championship game, say Michigan is playing Ohio State, and Ohio State, and it's between Michigan and Oregon. That matchup has already been set, but the results of that Michigan-Ohio State game are not going to make any difference in Michigan going. Does Michigan sit the quarterback? Do they sit three offensive linemen?
Well, that's Ohio State. I mean, if you're playing
Ohio State's not going to.
If you're both guaranteed to play the next week in the Big Ten championship game.
No. I just said Ohio State's out of it, right? They're playing. It's Michigan, Oregon. Michigan's already predetermined that they're going to be. Ohio State has to win the game.
What I'm saying is, you could have a situation where the game doesn't matter for either team.
Right. And in that situation, you could see both sides resting players. So these are the unintended consequences. There are scenarios, slim as they may be, where this may come bubble to the surface as early as this season. Dabo Swinney sounding the alarm on the changes in college football. What's your reaction to it? Is this overblown, or are these real concerns that you have in the new age of college football?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.